We continue by the Shemiz Bar Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Yontov Siman Tzadiches Siv Ches. Kamach Shehakva Merukad. If you have flour which was already sifted, El Shirot Roitz L'Rak D'Sheinus, but now he wants to sift it again. Yesh L'Rak D'Yedei Av Kechavim, it should be done through Anachri or Yedei Shinui, or through not the normal fashion. Then a Shira Ked B'Chorei Nafa, you should use the opposite side of the sifter. The same should be done when somebody is sifting matzahs that are already ground. The kamach shadayin lo yam rukad. If you have flour that was not yet sifted, it should not be sifted for the first time on yontif, only through a nachri of a shinui and not in the normal fashion. Osir liver psoras b'techach. Kamach, one is not allowed to pick out from the flour big pieces of that are not wanted. Pebbles, whatever fell in, we're not allowed to pick them out. Even if you have ground matzah and you want to pick out a sapurim hagdolim, big pieces that didn't get grounded well, also it may not be done. One may need dough on yontif. If the baked good that we're going to be baking on yontif is going to be better if it's needed and baked on yontif, then we could do it in the regular fashion with whatever regular equipment. One should not measure the flour. You should just estimate. If you can't figure it out exactly, if you're going to put it a little more, a little less, is mutter. And the same goes if somebody's making eggs and onions, they on yontif, they can be prepared in the normal fashion. The isser, the prohibition to measure, means you're not allowed to use a measuring cup. But if you want to fill up a cup and know that and you know how much that cup holds, that glass holds, it's not a measuring cup, that is permitted. If, however, the reason one may not measure straight on yontif is because even if you won't use an exact amount, it will still be okay. But if the food that you are measuring will not be usable, unless you do it with the exact measure, then the halacha is that we can measure on yontif. On the other hand, if a person typically does not use a measuring cup, and now on yontif they want to use a measuring cup, that's not accepted. Even if somebody is baking, as we're going to be learning, baked goods from which you have to take off challah, and we only take off challah when a certain amount of flour is used, still, you should do it with an estimate, not do it with a measuring cup. Certainly, using a scale for measuring is always prohibited on yontif because that's even more of an act of measuring. And certainly, a digital scale would be usur. Yusuf Yud, Batsik Mechutach, if you're making like spaghetti or noodles or farfel shemashle lechlem right, if they're eaten with a sauce, yesh lo l'shper of yontif, they should be, the dough for them should be prepared from before yontif. Kishonim tovim yos, actually, if they're prepared from before yontif, they may even be better. From loy l'shper of yontif, you didn't prepare them from before yontif, yolosh b'yontif v'yedei shinui, then prepare them on yontif, not in the normal fashion. V'hainu, shemdak lolosh adaf, if you normally need something on a board, yolosh al-mapa kadayma, do it on a tablecloth. Gam tafsh enem skalkel. Similarly, any food that doesn't get ruined, kigayim perish yevoshim, like dried food or kadayma, then the halacha is yesh levashim b'yontif. If something could have been done before yontif, and it wasn't done before yontif, then, and you need that food on yontif, you should make it with a shinui, not the normal fashion. However, if it's a situation where you had no idea, for example, that you're going to be having these guests on Yontif. And that's why you didn't prepare the food before Yontif. And then you had these guests unprepared, then the halacha would be that since you were an oinus, it was beyond your control, then the halacha is more lenient in allowing you to do it before Yontif. The obligation to do before Yontif, whatever you can do before Yontif, is a derabbanan. And the reason is because Chazal did not want one should spend the entire Yontif just cooking and baking, and that would take away from his Simchas Yontif. And therefore, every situation has to be analyzed individually. Sefir Alf Isa Shaloshim Yontif, if the dough was prepared on Yontif, Mutal Hafrish Mimene Chal, one could take off Chal from it. Av Asa L'Sarfa B'Yontif, you cannot let it burn the Chal on Yontif. Dain Sarf and Kotch B'Yontif, we're not allowed to burn Kotch B'Yontif. V'Gam Asa L'Faisa, but on the other hand, we can't eat it. You can't eat the chala, the part that's taken off of chala. Shum de'en aruil achil, you're not allowed to eat it. Shrei kolonu teremesim, we're all tamemes, and certainly a tamemes is not allowed to eat chala. And therefore, it's muksa, v'asagam betotal. It may not be moved. So while it's still in your hand, put it in, as we're going to learn, away. Because once you put it down, you're not going to be able to put it up, pick it up again. Rak, while it's still in your hand, put it in a place that nobody's going to come to eat it until Matzah Yontif, and then Visufena. But you have to be very careful where you put it, because if you put it into a keli, so now that keli will become muksa, because it's holding the challah in it. And what you should do, therefore, is put it in a place that you won't be creating a muksa situation. V'isa shalosh be'erev yontif, if the dough was prepared from before yontif, osla hafrish mimene chal b'yontif, one may not take off the chal b'yontif, ala oifu meichel, bake and eat it, or meniach k'tzas pas, and you leave over a piece, shiafrish mimene matzah yontif, that you'll be able to do the hafrash matzah yontif. V'tzarech shiniach pas, the mat you have to leave over, that you should be able to take off the challah that you're supposed to take off, yishar k'tzas. However, this heter of eating from a dough, eating from a baked bread or baked challah, that challah wasn't removed from, and leaving till the end a little piece, is only acceptable in chutz la'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, that's not an acceptable approach. It's a question that comes up in Eretz Yisrael, in other places as well. For example, if you forgot to take challah and now it's Shabbos. So what you should do is, and if you have this problem, is bake another bread on Yontif that's large enough from which you should take challah from, and then take challah from the bread that was baked on Yontif for the bread that was baked from before Yontif, where the challah wasn't properly taken off. For that bread, you have no right to take off the challah on Yontif. You should have done it before Yontif. For this bread that was baked on Yontif, there halacha allows you to take off challah on Yontif, and you'll be taking off challah not just from the new bread you're taking, but for the other bread that was baked, because you could always take from one bread to another bread challah. Sif, your day is also galbatit b'yontif. One may not mix cement on Yontif. A fair idea of the coven, even through Nochrim. Okay, I'm Tzarech list of Satana, Shemet Minam by Tzarech Shabbos. They used to seal the ovens for Shabbos, and you need some sort of clay for that purpose. Tzarech Shiochan Leitit Mugla Mer of Yontif, you have to prepare it from before Yontif. Gam Likach Refesh Merachoyim, even to pick it up from the street is Osir, because it's muksa, elm ken echina be'er of Yontif, unless it was designated before Yontif, v'nich b'karen zavis, was put away in a corner. V'nach l'zor sh'lotuch as a tit, as a refish, you shouldn't smear the cement clay that you're using, at least the mubel ticham, just put it, use it to seal, v'shum the yeshoish me'maruch, once those that hold that you're not allowed to do any smearing on Yontif, elo tzarech eichel nefesh. However, if you're eating a piece of bread and you want to smear on it butter, cream cheese, that is not considered mamarach. That's considered part of the way you eat and get the spread on the food. However, if you want to smear ointment, then you have a concern on yontif, especially if it's not something that everybody uses. So it has to be davar shavel chal nefesh. You could only do eichel nefesh when it's something that's done by used by everybody. Sif yedgim oifesh em bebeisa bechatzur oimdom lechila. You have birds in your home, on your yard, that are there for eating. They have kfar hurgul abayis, and they already are been in your home. Shafil yotz mechutz poin le'er beisoi. Even if they go outside of that yard, they return at night. Motel etzor them afil chutz lechatzur. You'll have to catch them outside of the chatzur. Letzorach yontov l'shachtem. If you want a shachtem to have to be able to eat them on yontov. Avol shloy letzorach achila. If it's not your point to eat that, to eat them on yontif, also so they're not allowed to do any form of catching. Only when there's a concern of simchas yontif, then we are more lenient. But if these are new birds that don't know to come into your house, then they may not be caught even tzarech achila. Even if they're in your house, if a night if they're sitting still, mutal kachtem, then you're allowed to pick him up. Because that's not considered an act of tzeda. If there's an intention to shecht this bird on yontif, the birds that you specifically want to shecht on yontif should be so designated before yontif. Because maybe the bird that you pick up on yontif, when you pick it up, you'll see it's weak. It's not the bird you really want to eat. And then you picked up a bird for no construct a purpose. Birds that are not for they're being raised for the purpose of eating the bird, but the purpose of these eggs, birds are just there to lay eggs, then hey muksim, they're considered muksa and may not be touched under any circumstances on yontif, they are muksa.